Welcome to Murphy, Sam, and Joni, the After the Show podcast.
My hands, my wrist specifically, are killing me today, but I'm so excited about the reason why.
Quite the workout you had, huh?
Yeah.
Been waving a lot or something?
Okay, so I'm so excited. This is such a, I hear myself say it, and it's a nerd thing. But we have these dining room chairs at my house, and at our house. There are dining room chairs, Murphy.
Yeah. Once again, Jody goes down the my route. My dogs, my chairs, my house.
We all do
I'm
that.
I'm teasing you.
These chairs you found.
They were in an estate sale.
Yeah.
And
she doesn't like me she does not like for me to say how much.
While we're eating and sitting on them with people, no. I don't want it to be, hey, it's like Cousin Eddie. Yeah. Hey, she got these chairs for $100. All six of them.
Was it 6 for 100 or 6 for 50?
I thought it was 50.
I thought it was 50. It was 50.
Right. Okay. Ooh, yeah. Even better.
Well, and I now see the reason why they probably cost.
There we go.
Well.
No, so, they're beautiful and they're comfortable and I want to fight for them.
Beautiful when they're clean. That's the trick, Sam. They're ivory white.
Cream color. They're creamy.
Okay. What's the difference
Same
in that?
Difference.
Okay, fine. Cream-colored chairs. I waited for years to have cream-colored dining room chairs because of little kids. We couldn't, and we didn't, and I wanted them. And so the girls got older, and we were driving past an estate sale one day, and it's like, oh, look at those chairs. And I thought for sure they were going to charge, you know. I mean, they were in really good condition, except they needed to be cleaned.
Yeah.
We bought them. I don't remember how I cleaned them the first time, because that's been 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago.
Your cousin had a recommendation of somebody professionally who came and cleaned them, I thought.
Oh, he did. You're right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We had them professionally cleaned when we bought them. Boom.
And
you
they looked
correct.
Good. Yeah.
They looked good for a time. And we eat there every day on those chairs and, you know, open up the windows, the light comes in and I'm looking at them going, we're going to have, you know, family over soon for Phoebe's graduation get together. And I'm like, these chairs, oh my gosh.
Spills, thrills, and chills.
Just life, right? And they're cream color, but I love them so much. I want to fight for them so
just
much.
Just
going
to clean them again?
I bought some covers, and, you know, and they're pretty, and they tie in the back and all that. But I don't love that. That's like my second, what do you call that?
Option B.
That's the option B.
Plan
what
B,
I
yeah.
really want are the chairs to look good. I've spot cleaned them as much as I can. It's like, ugh. Do you know this weekend, I happened to be going through a cabinet in the laundry room, and underneath, I was like, why is there so much stuff here? I was cleaning out cabinets, and I forgot that we own, how could I have forgotten this? We own a Bissell Spot Bot.
What's that?
It's a little.
They call it a bot?
It's called a Spot Bot.
I don't know. It was a pet. I thought it's a pet spot.
It's
whatever.
A Spot Bot pet version.
Okay.
So for pet, you know, accidents on carpet.
Well, the urine like, you have on your chairs.
I don't have any urine on the chairs, but anyway.
Yeah, that's not okay. From the dogs.
Long story short, I had forgotten about this thing. I haven't touched it in 5 years. We bought it for pet accidents, and we've not had to use it. And you can literally sit it down. The bottom part, well, actually, you can sit it down, put the water and the stuff in, the soap, and it'll clean it for you. Mm-hmm. Like, or there's an attachment. Anyway, long story short, I had to use the attachment on the dining room chairs this weekend, and they look good. But I only did 3 out of 6 because my hands, I was working it so hard that my hands were killing me today.
So wait, did you go back and use the hose, or did you use the thing that I
had
fixed?
To use the, okay, Murphy had to fix the bottom part. When we sat the bot on top of the chair, and we were going to clean it like that, it leaked. So the chair was like soaking wet with water and the solution.
I think this is the problem of something, because we've had this thing for 7 years, probably 8 years,
maybe.
And it hasn't been used very much. So, you know, when something like that sits up, it doesn't drain.
But it hasn't been used much, so it's not like it's worn out. Anyway,
no, that's true.
It did leak, so I couldn't do that. So I had to do it manually, which is I didn't mind doing that. There's a brush on it, and you can scrub, you squirt the solution, you scrub, and you go back, and it sucks it out, and you can watch it coming out. Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
That is to me anytime.
It's exciting.
Even when I've rented those things, I don't know why that's so exciting. Maybe it's because you're feeling productive, but you're like, look at everything that's coming out of the chair.
It's because when you vacuum. When you regular vacuum, dirt comes up, but it's just like, okay, I'm vacuuming.
Yeah.
Whereas those things, you see the dirt in the water and the funk coming off the chair.
Yeah. This is just wear and tear from it's some like food stuff that's one drop here and drop there, and after a while you're like, whoa, this chair doesn't look so good anymore. They look so much better. I did the three dirtiest first.
You gonna do the other three?
Yes.
Whose were the three dirtiest? Ours?
Well, it's not mine.
Are you serious?
Yours, it's me and Taylor and Phoebe's.
Well, you know, I don't
mine's
know.
Mine's next, though.
There's
I'll
something
next.
That, for whatever reason, every time I've eaten fried chicken, I don't know why, despite my best efforts, a crumb or two is going to land right there where I'm sitting. I don't know
and
how
the grease
it happens.
Goes.
And I can lean over my plate and all that kind of stuff, but for whatever reason, every time I eat that.
I just could not believe after scrubbing each chair, using it, and it does the work. But I was really getting into those little areas. I couldn't believe it. It's like, man, it's like my hands and wrists got a real workout. So
yeah, when
I'm
going to
let a day or two go by.
When you hold a position like that for that long, you don't realize how intense that is until the next day.
It's so exciting, though.
How long did it take to clean three?
I don't know. I wasn't watching the clock.
It was that much fun.
Well, I mean, probably a good solid hour and a half.
That ain't bad.
No. But those three are drying. I had to move those away because I didn't want anybody to sit on those chairs until they're completely dry.
Oh, I thought you moved them in front of the window for the sunlight.
Yes, to help dry.
Them. Okay.
They're drying.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be, we're not going to sit in those until they're
dry. Do you have to get the dogs off of it this morning?
No. Fortunately, that did not happen.
No, they don't do that. But anyway, there's only three chairs right now that you can sit in and use until I decide to clean those sometime this week. But I'm so excited.
Are you going
to
cover them up now?
No, I'm going to keep the covers that I bought, though, just as a, you know, backup.
Fail-safe backup.
Backup. If somebody comes over and somebody spills red sauce all over it, which we eat that kind of stuff, I want the covers as backup.
Mm-hmm.
But you spill red sauce on a cream chair, you probably should just buy a new chair.
Yeah.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.